Simon Shin Tess or Tess Shin, we have to do the Mishaburas and Sif Dalas, which starts the Mishaburas to cut New Gimel. So Shachach Evan, so the case was Shachach. And the Meniach, Bekavona, Al Piachov is if a person put the stone there intentionally, Bekavachov is Kuva Muksa, Basel Tosu, the Nasus Basel Evan, Kilakame. The stone becomes a Basis. So therefore that's not the case. We're here, we're dealing with the halachas of near shaking it off. The case has to be a case of shachach. So you can tilt the chavis al tzida. So a person needs to get the wine out, so therefore he needs to tilt the rock off in order to be able to get the wine out. In the case of the mattress, he needs to lie there and the money is in the way. So that's, therefore he has a valid reason to do near. So the purpose of the valid heter tzarech, we were matzah to metaltel this in this fashion of shaking it off. He's worried about the money sitting there on the mattress, so he wants to shake it off so it shouldn't be so visible. So in that situation, feel near is usher, so then even near is going to be usher.
What did he forget that the stone was in front
of? The person just forgot the stone there, yeah. Fine. If he moves it not with his hands but with his body, so mutter afilu b'ofen zeh. So then, mishaber sheet is a tilt of begufa is mutter. So even though your purpose is the muksa for the muksa, and not for the not for a het the purpose, so then it's going to be mutter.
Wow.
Now take a look over here in the Shartzin in Sukkot Yudzayim. So he's saying over here that near is also to do for the tzarech of the muksa. So not only is tilt of muksa biyadayim also because of hefset, but even near is also because of hefset. So he says, "When still is, I mean, the command Simon Shin Yud says the cause of Shalom Magen Avram B'Shem Abach was if you cut Yud Alf the Yika Hefted B'Muksa Ayre Nir. In a case where shaking it off will cause the Muksa to be damaged, Ein Tzarech L'Nar, you don't have to shake off the Muksa. Al Matal Tolo the Heter Im Muksa B'Yachad. So you do Tiltol Minatzad, you move the Heter and the Muksa together. Say Gor Mishtam near the Alma." Which we find in general that we're saying that, like, that the choice of moving the muksa, carrying the chavis with the muksa, or shaking off the muksa, it's better to shake off the muksa. So if I'm matur carrying the chavis with the muksa, kal v'chomer, I should be matur near. And the reason why I'm doing this, of carrying it with the muksa, is because of the loss of the damage, potential damage to the muksa. So kal v'chomer near, should be mutter for the tzarech of the muksa. So that's the question. He says, no. So that's not a kasha, because yesh shechalik. Over there, the case was that I needed the chavis, and therefore I need to be able to use it, I need to move it somewhere else, etc., to use it. But really, I should do nir. He said, you know what? But nir is going to cause damage. I'll allow you to tilt him in atzad for the purpose of getting, accessing the heter, plus not causing damage to the muksa. But over here, the case of Tamar over here is that the sole purpose is just the damage of the muksa. The shomaker tilted b'shil davarachet to mashenkin bezet. So that this case is worse. The only thing he's doing over here is the purpose of tilted or the near, which is a form of tiltal, a lower form of tiltal, but just for the muksa alone. That's not mutter. Whatever the might the camera on the Bahama, the Batilta Minitzad, the Enam Mutter Kim, the Tzarat Deborah Heter, the Lubbish Shal Deborah Oster. Okay, so that's how he's going to answer that question. Zatha Sharasim, but furthermore, Alvakain, Dinza, Liberia, Kuliha. But the truth is, I'm not so convinced that this din is true. Why? The Afshar Benir killed Fay, maybe Nir is even more Kulodik, and even the Tzarat the Muksa is Mutter. Which is more chomer. So tilta minatzad, I want to pick up the car with the money to move it somewhere else. So I'm doing tilta minatzad, the tzarat ever ha'aser, because of potential loss. We weren't mounted to that. So tilta behedya because of a loss, you weren't mounted. Tilta minatzad because of a loss, you weren't mounted. And the year because of a loss, maybe we were mounted. Okay, so that's what he says. He's not sure that this halacha that near the tzarech preventing a loss to the muksa is usur, that he's not sure that's true. Okay, now a person wants to shake off the mattress and the money's going to fall. Most noifly. Now, again, the case of shachach, so that the mattress is not a busis, so you shake off the money, and now the mattress is usable. Kim the tzalik commander hamuksa. The kumbakum mutter lilma b'shabes al shulchan afila be'oishi eshel of mos a shard of our muksa mitzad acher. Alva gav the derech lanei iman limuray mikumbakum loyhavi psik reisha. So I can't do tiltol. So lachar I'm learning by the table. And there's muksa on the table. So as I shuckle, I'm shuckling the table, so I'm moving the muksa. So that's a tilta minatzad. Maybe I should have a chiyuv to do near or something beforehand. So, no, that's not a problem. I don't have to do that.
Doing what to the table? Moving?
No, it would be a psik resha, the way that my real learns. Serechanami, that would be usur, and therefore you'd have to do near before you would learn on the table. Okay, the Sharatina your test points it out. So near the Myri, but even the near Shalomos loy havi hepsaloy will kach him haya psik reisha haya osur mishum the efshalanayir loritz. Avim haya yilo hepsaloy near, but the case was where shaking it off would create a hepsid. So then it's a tiltum in a tzad. The primary use is the tzarcha heter. And there's going to be a loss of the muksa if I do near, so that's mutter. So I don't have to shake it off. Psik reisha shori, kamar linyan chavis, shari shemetis ben chavis. Dogam b'zein, kamar nasa bin nianuo, b'shil hamoz, el b'shil halimud, duhu dabra mutter, dabra heter. Chavimah, yalinyan siltum in itzah. Now, then he says another point. Which deals with this question of secretion by Durbanan, by two Durbanans, that it's Osir. Okay. Now, if the Chavis is amongst other Chavis in such a way that you can't do near over here, if he shakes off the rock over here, it might hit one of the other jugs and break it. So you pick up the chavis with the rock on it. The real rock tilted in its side. So it tilted in its side. You're moving the stone through the vehicle of you moving the chavis. And okay. Now, if, however, If, however, he put it there with intent to leave it there. One second before we do that. The Bir Lacht over here in Yochel Hagbiya. So we're permitting him to pick it up and move it with the rock on it. So we say, because you can't leave it over here because it's going to damage it. So how far are you allowed to go? So the Indian immortal Lisa saw Imam Evan Ad Mokam Shihu writes the Fanoisa, or Rakla Salkam Vera Chavias, I am Chlush Kribeger. So do you say once he has a Behetra, he can go as far as he wants? Or do you say no? This is not like Klish Malat Lisa, which we had before, that Batsim it's a Kli, and Batsim there's other purposes, etc. So in the case where you picked it up for a valid purpose, you'll let him move it wherever you want. So Kribeger says, over here you can't. The hetter is just to get it away from the place of danger. Then you have to shake off the rock. Now anything beyond that is called bimataltel tutzmin atzad, not the tzarat over a mutter, and it's oser. Okay, if he put the midaita al dashi sharm shom b'kneses on Shabbos, he wants it should be there at the beginning of Shabbos. Mr. Bura Yudkes. He put it there during the week intentionally, but he had no intent when he put it there that it should stay for Shabbos. And then before Shabbos, he forgot that they're there. That's called a shechech, not a meniach. Even he put it there intentionally. Even if it took place erev Shabbos, kol shel hayadaita beferish yishor shom kisa Shabbos ben hashmash shchech v'salik comes out b'chal shachach. So he holds this halacha extends even though you put it there mamash erev Shabbos, which you could have argued in that situation he has a chiyuv to think about Shabbos. And he put it there intentionally means he's planning to leave it there for Shabbos. And therefore Stam should be like Miniach B'Kavana. So no, even so not. Maybe Iker than Boss is Masik B'Magan Avram. The Iker Boss Elam Kain, Hiniach Alav Dabar Muksa B'Shil Shi Yisayash B'Lav B'Tayim. That the Muksa was placed on the Bosses with intent that the Bosses should function is a way to hold the Muksa in a safe way. It just happened to be placed there. You have a box. You really would be very happy putting everything on the bottom. You still don't have enough room to put everything on the bottom. So because you pile things on top of each other. So you put it there with awareness. You knew what you were doing. You did it intentionally, but you had no intention that it should simply be there to sit on it. It has this equivalent status of a shecheach. It's not a bosses. Therefore, the bottom item is not a bosses, and you can move it. The only problem is you have the mux on top, so shake it off, and then you'll solve your problem. Now, but you want it to be in the teva. So that it's a bosses leiser leheter. So that depends which one is more valuable. Okay. So they had the menorah on the table. They would have the goy take off the menorah. And now the question is, they want to move the tablecloth. So there were two tablecloths on the table. There was, so even after you take off the upper one, which they ate on, you still have a clean tablecloth on the table. So the menorah is sitting on this, the upper tablecloth. The upper tablecloth becomes, and you want it to be there. So it's a bosses. So how can you move the upper tablecloth? So Kedinoisim says, Mr. Shabur, that what they're doing is halachically appropriate. Ella al shulchan. Your goal isn't to put the menorah on the mappa, your goal is to put the menorah on the table. The mappa is not there anyway facilitating and taking care of the menorah. It's there to make the table look nice, and the table is there to support the menorah. Physically, the menorah is sitting on the mappa, but that we see from this yesod that's irrelevant where it's physically sitting. It's that you have to have intent that this is simply something which you bedavka wanted to be because this is going to facilitate the care of the mukhsar. Now, further, the lower tablecloth, it's other clothes. The lower tablecloth is where they would put the bread. The upper cloth did not cover the whole table, and they'd put the bread on the lower one. So the lower one is also I think there's an Indian that brought down that you're supposed to, when you put down the chalas, have a pikabola. There's supposed to be a mappa on the bottom and a mappa on top. We put a board. They would put it on the mappa. So they had they would put the chalas, beginning of Shabbos, on the mappa, and they would put the upper mappa on top of it. That was their challah decal. So it comes out that the chalas were never on the upper mappa, but the chalas were on the lower mappa. So the lower mappa is a basis for the chalas and for the menorah, and the chalas are considered more chashav than the menorah. Even though the menorah is valuable, so Mr. Burr said before, because either the main mukhs is really not the menorah, it's the shalhevis of the menorah. And the fact that the menorah has a greater value because of its silver content, etc., that's really irrelevant to the mitzvah function of Shabbos. It's not more valuable to him. And the chalas he wants to eat, so that's more valuable.
The menorah, we said, is really the table is the menorah, not the table, the mappa. So why is...
No, he's saying you don't have to say this. You don't around. I can just say simple. The whole thing is irrelevant. This whole shayla. I mean, mechadash shishkol tarim and azrim. The bottom one is poshut. The same story applies to the bottom one also. Some disagree with this whole logic because the ma'aseh, the menorah, is put on the mappa intentionally. I want it to be on the mappa, so I made the mappa muksa. So that the bottom mappa wouldn't have that problem. So this is the argument of the Magen Avraham. The Taz disagrees and says the only case is the case of Shachach. He put it there intentionally, but he forgot it before Shabbos. He planned to remove it, etc. But if a person put it there knowingly and aware, making a decision to do it, even though there was no benefit per se for the item, just that was how we stored it. The Taz that calls that muksa. So therefore, if you mukam a tzurik, you semich on the mug in the front. Fine. Kina shal tana gerlus v'yesh shom beya shiyesh bo afroyav. So we have the place where the tanagolo sits, and there's an egg which has an afroyach in it. So it's a beya asur betiltzel. So that egg, because it has an afroyach, you can't eat it, and it's not a chick yet. So it's just muksa. Ashlo yodim ibayim shahoye yisham habeya. He was not aware that the egg was there. It's set up that this is where the tanagol the chicken should put its eggs. That's what you put it there for. So even you were not aware specifically there was an egg there before Shabbos. So Lachara, he didn't, as it were, make it a basis for the egg. But since the purpose of this nest, whatever it is to hold the eggs, and there was an egg there, so it means it's a basis. have a kimeniach, we'll have a kishakeach, and that's the kin of bosses lebeah. So Mela becomes a bosses. Hey, become welcome, Mishkiyat, the Dabra Shadarka, Leos, and Muksalav, Bavari, have a kimeniach. Something which, like, that's the way it functions is by having the muksa on top of it. Whereas the case of the box before, it's all haphazard. You don't have the daka put the muks. It's normal to put muks in the box. It's normal to put namuks in the box. It's not necessarily normal to daka put the muks on top of the namuks. But over here, if it's something which the normal way it functions, you put the muks on top. That's called maniach. So it was there because of Shabbos, Yates, Hanukkah calls one ben Hashmoshes. So it only becomes muksa. This argument of Migud is considered ben Hashmoshes. He's considered kol yom. Means it was there the whole ben Hashmoshes. Because if it wasn't there, since ben Hashmoshes is a suffix, when is the moment where it changes from day to night? So that's the moment when it's going to become designated as a bosses. So if it wasn't the whole ben Hashmoshes, maybe in the moment where of the transfer, it wasn't there. So
why?
If a person puts something there at the beginning of Shabbos, so that's when it becomes defined as muksa. So when is the beginning of Shabbos? So you say ben Hashmoshes, though. How much Mishra says the whole ben Hashmoshes has to be there? Why the whole ben Hashmoshes? Because ben Hashmoshes is a suffix. Every moment is part of the suffix. So any given moment, if it would not be there, maybe the moment when Shabbos started, it wasn't there. So that will not make a bosses. Okay, so now that it's muksa, so then you can't shake anything off because the item itself, Nasechob is Osalahatas Ilanar, because Nasechob is Bosses Bakar, Bosses. The word Bosses means Khan, Umwaka Moshe. It becomes a support. Targum Lakanoi Libsise. So it becomes a Bosses, the Muksa Shalayim to the Muksa. Vem Kufa Muksa. When something becomes a Bosses, it becomes Muksa. Then the Mechaber of Yeshayim, that it's not enough that he wants it there to be in Hashmoshes, he has to want it there the whole Shabbos. Yeshayim the Filo Sirlo the Lernazib Bosses Klal came in the Chosh of the Salik Me'alav Muksah. He had intended over Shabbos to remove the Muksah, but through near, let's say, because he can't move it directly, but he intended to shake it off. So he did not designate this the function of this item for Shabbos is a bosses. He had to remove the muksah. So part of Shabbos, he had no intent it should be a bosses. So it's not a bosses for any of Shabbos. Okay. The Malkim said, "Yes, she's Maldez." So it's a machlokes. So we rely on this lenient opinion in the case where there's potentially going to be loss. That the Philadelphia Zoom is starved after Shechosh of the head of the Salak Achakacha Muksa B'Shabbos. He specifically intended to remove it. Ayyadei Nir, Ayyadei Nihudi. Whatever Shadarka B'Kach, the Salak Muksa Achakach. Or it was a common to remove it. So that's the equivalent of having intent. Avim Choshe B'Stomash Yi Amunach Alav Hamuksa B'Shabbos. If he did intend it to be there for part of Shabbos, he had no intent to take it off, and it's normal to leave it there, or at least, you know, it's not like automatic that it's going to be removed. So then, that one would become a basis. It has to be, even if he intended to leave it there for Knesset Shabbos, that's not enough to make a muksa unless he intended to leave it there for the whole Shabbos. He thought, you know what, I'm gonna leave this here till tomorrow afternoon until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And 3 hours before Shkia tomorrow I'm gonna shake it off. It's not a bosses, according to the Shita. Because he never intended it to remain there the whole Shabbos. If you want to take it off earlier, so you can shake it off and use it. I'll call Yom Shabbos. According to this opinion, if it's not there for the whole Shabbos, it's not called a bosses. If he intended to leave it, take it off Matzi Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes, That's called, he intended to leave it there the whole day. The Menashe Moshe is a subic lila. It could be that's already just already after Shabbos. So there was a good sign to say that he intended to leave it this there the whole Shabbos. So that's going to make it, will be a bosses. Okay. Now, according to this opinion, if he intended to leave it there for the whole Shabbos, then even if it fell off before the end of Shabbos, in some way or other, it's going to remain muktzah because it's a basis. Was a fellow nitzel? Said quite gamma there. Rishon, the fellow lo nicha lo klisa Shabbos. No, it's like a karak. But come on, come also klisa Shabbos. Call a Shabbos. Whatever you define what makes a basis, once you have a basis, it remains basis the whole Shabbos. Then he said, it remains also rechem echol muksa. Kegon grogas the tzimukim shis yabshu b'shabbos and also rim lachila. You had something which at the beginning of Shabbos he had intentionally been mesiyat dasram. He put them out to dry. When they dry, they become inedible. So he's mesiyat dasram it. And then over Shabbos they dried on and now they're usable. So it doesn't help. So we have the rule, since Benesh Moshes, they were muksa, they remain muksa the rest of Shabbos. Now, if a person, then the remorse in a new case, see if we can finish this off. If a person put a dar muksa on something of his friend, I feel him a dar muksa, both things belong to that person. He put that person's wallet on that person's table. So the kli is not a bosses. You have to shake off the muksa, but then you can move the kli. Because you can't make something else.
The muksa item has to be
shachavera
also?
No, he said even shachavera.
Oh, even shachavera.
Ach, im also came the tevis lebeiro. He did it in a way which he felt was beneficial for that person, and probably the person would want that, even if he didn't know about it. So Shimon took this item and put it under. Reuben took this item and put it under Shimon's nair to catch Shimon's nair when it falls. Shouldn't be a fire. And over there, the Sechon fell into it. And the Nair was sitting there. Shimon says, yeah, I'm so happy you put it there. I wanted it to be there for that purpose. So, in that case, Reuben is able to make Shimon's item also. But the Rechaim and Tzadim Haya Badai to the Sal Harkach of Muksa B'Shabbos Nuchel L'Tzarp Das Yesh Yerbim and now the Zelamik Yerbosses Klav. But if the Reuven had intended to catch it, but Reuven intended to shake it off, so we're arguing Reuven can make Shimon's item Muksa, but we have a sheet who holds it, it's only if he plans to keep it there the whole Shabbos. See, when we're Machmer, in the average case, in this case where he's doing it to somebody else's property, we're not going to be Machmer. And we rely on that shita that since Reuben had planned to take it off before the end of Shabbos sometime, it never became muksa to start with. Okay, let's hold it here.